Title: NLRB reinstates broad deferral of discrimination cases to arbitration, overruling the Obama board's 2014 decision in Babcock and Wilcox. Content: The Trump National Labor Relations Board, board or NLRB, gifted employers a significant win on the eve of the Christmas holiday with its December 23 decision in United Parcel Service Incorporated 369 NLRB No. 1, UPS, which announced a return to the decades-old standard for deferring to arbitral decisions in unfair labor practice cases alleging discharge or discipline in violation of Section 8A, 1, and 3 of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or Act. The board continues to reshape the Act with new decisions that reverse precedents and undo legal restrictions placed on employers during the Obama administration. And its decision in UPS is just the latest in a string of employer-friendly decisions issued this month alone, including Caesars Entertainment, 368 NLRB No. 143, December 17, 2019, overruling Purple Communications and freeing up employers to ban employees from using company-owned computers during their non-work time to engage in protected concerted or union activities, Apogee Retail, LLC. 368 NLRB No. 144, December 17, 2019, overruling Banner Health, allowing employers to require employees to keep workplace investigations confidential and banning them from discussing them with other employees, and Valley Hospital Medical Center, 368 NLRB No. 139, December 16, 2019, holding that an employer is free to unilaterally cease union dues checkoff after a CBA expires. Our recent blog article addressing these critical decisions can be found here. Brief history of NLRB's deferral standard. Briefly, the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or Act, is designed to minimize the disruption of commerce caused by labor disputes and to promote industrial peace through the collective bargaining process. Subsumed within and integral to that bargaining process is the private and peaceful resolution of labor contract disputes by way of the agreement's grievance and arbitration procedure. Indeed, Section 203(d) of the Taft-Hartley Amendments to the Act declares final adjustment of such disputes by the method agreed upon by the bargaining parties to be the desirable method for settlement of such contract disputes. Consistent with that legislative declaration and where a qualifying contract grievance and arbitration procedure is in place, the board has a long history of abstaining from taking action on many arguably meritorious unfair labor practices when the acts or omissions giving rise to those ULP claims may also be adjusted and remedied by means of the party's contractual grievance procedure, pre-arbitral deferral. United Technologies Corporation, 268 NLRB 557, 1984, Collier Insulated Wire, 192 NLRB 837, 1971. Further, once a dispute has been submitted to and decided by an arbitrator, the board has long deferred to that final and binding arbitral decision as long as the proceedings giving rise to the decision were fair and regular, and unless the resulting decision was proven by the party opposing deferral to be palpably wrong or clearly repugnant to the purposes and policies of the Act, post-arbitral deferral. Olin Corporation, 268 NLRB 573, 1984, Spielberg Manufacturing Company, 112 NLRB 1080, 1955. The net benefit of this time-honored board practice was that disputes arising both under the Act and under a contract would typically be litigated only once in arbitration and not in multiple, separate piecemeal adjudications before both an arbitrator and the board. However, in 2014, the Obama board took a major step back from this traditional deference to arbitration in Babcock and Wilcox Construction Company, 361 NLRB 1127. There, the board held that it would no longer grant pre-arbitral deferral in discriminatory discipline cases unless it could be shown that the bargaining parties incorporated the statutory right at issue into their CBA or they explicitly authorized an arbitrator to decide the ULPS in question. Additionally, the Babcock board significantly narrowed the circumstances under which the board would grant post-arbitral deferral to a ULP, holding that even if an arbitration was final and binding on the parties and appeared to be fair and regular, the board would no longer defer to an arbitrator's decision unless the party seeking deferral could show 1. the arbitrator was explicitly authorized to decide the ULP issue. 2. The arbitrator was actually presented with and considered.